Albert Arnaiz has caused quite a stir in his native Spain with his new book, Secret, telling people, men and women, couples, how to cheat on their partner and get away with it. He actually calls himself the infidelity coach, and he's with us here on Lunchtime Live today. Albert, first of all, what exactly is an infidelity coach?
Well, an infidelity coach is someone who helps people to achieve their infidelity goal, helping them to create and optimize a profile, for example, or an infidelity website, helping in the infidelity relationship itself with tips, advice, or motivation.
How did you get into this?
I have write a book, as you said, and I have the seven-step method to cheating.
The seven-step method to cheating. And is it based on research, experience? How did you come up with the seven steps?
Yeah, the seven steps, I have created related to my experience and experience from other people. So the seven steps are secrecy, hearing, intimating, cohabitating, reiterating, evading, and terminating.
Tell me a little bit about your experience, Albert.
I've been in a long-term relationships in the past. I have now in a relationship. And yeah, in my past, I went unfaithful for a long-term period and with a lot of women in my case.
Okay, so your experience is based on the fact that you yourself have cheated a lot.
Yes.
Okay, so you started working as the infidelity coach. How did you start helping people with this, Albert?
Helping people means that maybe people don't know how to start, for example. Everyone has a reason. If they are conscious about their own reason, I help how to do that in the way to not get in touch, because I don't want to hurt the partner. That's the reason.
So do people make contact with you and they come to you?
Exactly.
Yeah, and they're looking for advice on how to cheat on their partner.
Yes. I never judge the person. So I just want, ask one question. The question is, are you totally sure about what are you doing or what are you going to do? That's all.
Yeah. How is business?
Well, it's fine. Yeah, it's interesting. It's quite interesting right now. It's not a full job right now, but it's like a hobby.
Yeah, okay. But I'm just trying to get a sense of how many people would go to you for help, like for your services.
I don't know, 5, 10 or a month.
So I suppose the question is, how many people are cheating?
A lot of people. As you know, on statistics, some studies said that 60-70% of the people and have an infidelity on the past or right now.
60-70%.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Tell me about the name of your book.
Secret. It's the seven-step method to cheating. So each letter of the word secret explains one of the steps. Every letter of secret is one of the steps. So S is for secrecy, H for hearing, I for intimating, C for cohabitating, R for reiterating, E for evading, and T for terminating.
Can you explain those to me, Albert?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Secrecy is to keep the infidelity in a secret.
Yeah.
So do not tell no one your secret and delete all your digital step. Hearing, it means hearing the other person who you are going to do the infidelity. So you have to know the other person, first of all. Intimating means where exactly you can go to intimate with your partner of infidelity. Cohabitating means living with your partner in your home, knowing that you are being unfaithful. So that's important for your head. Reiterating it, repeating with the same person or maybe with a new one person, the infidelity. Evading is how to keep your mind away from what you are doing. I talk about guilty here in this part. And finally, terminating means I explain how that every relation of infidelity has to have an end. It has to finish in a medium period of time.
What reaction do you get from people when you tell them what you do?
I have a good reaction from people. I think people, they are very open-minded, that it's great, it's amazing. And people congratulate me. They have, whoa, that's a taboo. So you speak about that, that affects a lot of people.
Because I suppose people are probably listening to this and they're thinking, you know, look, if you're maybe not happy in your long-term relationship or your marriage or whatever relationship you're in, why not just have an open relationship?
Yes, that's the easy way. And yes, it would be perfect, but it's not easy. I'm not in favor of infidelity, but it happens. So there are a lot of people in a relationship and they can't go out. They can't leave the relationship because, I don't know, economic or social or whatever. So the only way, the only escape is to be unfaithful.
Has technology changed things or made it easier or harder?
It's a good question. I think it's never been easy to be unfaithful, thanks to technology. But on the other hand, it's never been so difficult to hide an infidelity because for the technology. So yeah, it's very easy, but it's harder too.
Just finally, Albert, do more men or women come to you for help?
Men.
More men come to you looking for help?
Yes, okay. And I have a reason for that.
Why?
Statistics said that usually men are more unfaithful than women. But in the last years, this going to equal. So and a little bit of studies said that women start to surpass men. The reason is because men are more impulsive and they do things without thinking too much. Women are more strategic, more they plan everything, every step. They want to be very, very sure about what they're going to do. And that's the reason.
So more men go to you for help with infidelity.
Yes.
Maybe women are just better at getting away with it.
Yes, I think so. Totally agree.
Albert, listen, thank you very much for joining us here on the programme today.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Take care. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.